You know, in a way that we here in Ireland, we're kind of I suppose the demographic is getting that little bit older, and seeing an ageing population as an opportunity rather than a challenge, that's the advice, that's what age and opportunity is all about. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Ciarán McInerney. He's the Programme Manager at Age and Opportunity. Good afternoon, Ciarán, how are you?
I'm really well. It's really nice to be talking to you. How have you been doing?
Great, thank you. Well, how could we complain the last couple of weeks? Well, we can't complain at all. Absolutely not. So we're all good down here in East Cork. Age and opportunity. As I just said there, the population of Ireland is getting quite old and they're living a lot longer, and people are retiring probably still around the same goal, but like there's a lot of life left in people yet. And I think it's very important for all the people to grasp that and take on new challenges and stuff. And I presume that's what you're trying to get across here, is it?
Absolutely, Eric. I mean, I think particularly since we've had the COVID pandemic, I think a lot of us have been only hearing messages about vulnerable older people in the media. And you know, like we have this wonderful research body, the Irish Longitudinal Study on Aging, TILDA. And they've now had five waves of research. And their last report was showing that adults over 70 they're the fabric of their communities. And they were saying that like 31% of people who are 70 plus provide care to relatives and friends and neighbours, and that doesn't include childcare, and that 47% have volunteered in the past year, and that 17% volunteer every week, and then that a third provide childcare for their grandkids, and then two-thirds enjoy, you know, regular social and leisure activities. And so, like, I think one of our key points is that, you know, older people are really like they're the mainstay, the backbone of so many towns and villages and cities around Ireland. And we need to appreciate that and celebrate that.
Yeah, I never quite looked at it that way, actually, when you come to think of it and you show those statistics, that's quite extraordinary. And you forget about the amount of work that retired or older population do here in this country.
Like, absolutely. If you just even think about the Tidy Towns, the Vincent de Paul, the age-friendly programmes themselves. I mean, we've had the pleasure of working with Cork County Age-Friendly Programme. We also work with the local sports partnerships in your county. We've worked very closely with the arts offices. And that's because across our three programmes, we deliver programmes on physical activity, on arts participation, and then also on active citizenship and lifelong learning. And, you know, and while COVID has meant in the last nearly 2 years that we had to do everything online, I think we've managed that successfully. Our concern there is, what about the older people who aren't digitally literate? And so we're now engaging on a couple of new projects to kind of inform ourselves about the reality for some older people who aren't actually able to engage, with Wi-Fi, broadband, etc.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the programs though that we do have, which might be of interest to your listeners, because it's not online based, it's a phone service. It's called FitLine, and that's basically where you can contact, sign up, and a volunteer mentor will call you every 2 weeks to talk to you about the goals that you've set for yourself. So for instance, Eric, if I were the volunteer, I could be phoning you and saying, okay, Eric, last time we chatted, you said you were going to go swimming twice a week. Now, how's that going? You know, or you know, you said you weren't going to drive to the shops anymore, you know, that you'd walk.
Yeah.
Or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's really about...
And that is a good idea, because, you know, that's why people have personal trainers, even younger people, and that's why, you know, because you have something, I suppose I won't say accountable to someone, but, you know, there's someone going to question you, like, you know, just give you a little, I suppose, just to give you a gentle push, really, that's all, isn't it?
It is, it's, it's like the same thing. If you decide you're going to go for a run in the evening or go for a walk every day, if you've a friend who's waiting for you at the bottom of the street, it's more likely that you're going to get up and out rather than thinking, oh God, yeah, I think I'll just give it a minute.
Exactly.
You know, so there is a bit of that, of course, you know. Like, we're really about promoting participation of older people in all aspects of Irish life, and then celebrating the fact that not only are we living longer, but for most of us, we're living healthier lives as we age as well. You know, and I think that that's really important.
Yeah, it is, because I know I was only talking about it with my wife a couple of weeks ago, because she just happened to find a photograph of her grandparents. Both of them died quite young. But even in that photograph, they looked quite old, even though like they were only in their 60s, early 60s even, you know. And, you know, we're after moving on so much, I suppose, with lifestyle probably and medicine, obviously. And you know, we've people are living a lot longer, a lot healthier, look a lot better. For the most part, so like it's very important that those older people, and most of them are, to be fair, staying active within the community, staying in contact with each other, and you know, that they still have a use for themselves.
Well, like, totally. Like, I'm in my 60s, and I absolutely adore my job, but I also volunteer for a number of other organizations. That also gets me out and about, and I'm about to start an MA again, you know, because as far as I'm concerned, I've still so much more to learn and so much more I want to do, you know, and just getting out there and doing things is really, well, it's really important for me. And I guess we have a very key message, which is keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving physically, keep moving emotionally, and then keep moving mentally. You know, like, let's just keep participating, keep being involved, and keep, you know, just keep keeping a sense of purpose for ourselves, like, every day.
And I think that's just the key there, really, is having a sense of purpose, you know, something to get out of bed for. And as you said, like, I know people say it to me as well, you know, even older people, the most important, the most beneficial thing they do is they keep learning something. You know, they keep pushing themselves, keep pushing those boundaries, rather than, I know it all, you know, but they might pick up a new language, or they might try a computer, or they might, you know, it's something. And that's the nub of it, really, isn't it, to try and keep growing, really.
Totally. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, keep learning, this isn't necessarily about going to university. Of course, it can be, you know, but we can learn in all kinds of informal settings as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, like for me, one of the things I love doing is, because I love cooking, so every now and again I'll buy a cookery book, say from a region or a country that I don't know much about. And so then that becomes a project for a few months. Oh my God, I'll try that and I'll try that, you know, and that then just becomes a really enjoyable project for me. Or the same with gardening, you know, oh my God, I know nothing about X and Y. Okay, but I'm going to learn how to grow them, and then let's see what happens, you know.
Like, and the odds are, like, there's other people out there that'll have the same interests and probably want to, you know, the same experience as you, and it's just a case of just getting out there, really, isn't it, and just having a go off it.
I think you're absolutely right. It is, or, you know, just finding out if there are things that need to be done in the neighbourhood. So, for instance, I live in the inner city in Dublin, and we have it, like, it's an informal group from the four streets around. And we have community cleanup, you know, like three times a year. So it's not a big deal, but it means, like, we're out there, we spend an afternoon together having the crack. And, you know, like, if we're digging up the weeds and stuff, it means nobody needs to use pesticides. So therefore, you know, we're not killing the bees, you know. And now, personally, I'd happily leave the weeds where they are, but a lot of my neighbors, something's fine.
Yeah.
At least, you know, let's at least show willing. You know, and stuff. But actually, what actually comes out of that is I've been getting to know my neighbours. I've been living in this neighbourhood for 30 years. I'm still like a blow-in as far as most people are concerned. But I really appreciate the kind of, you do this and you get to know people you might have been saying hello to for years, and suddenly I know their name. You know?
Yes.
So, you know, I guess the other thing some people do is get a dog, you know, but I don't have a dog. So, you know, there has to be another way of getting to chat with people.
And really what age and opportunity is, I suppose, try to get the older people out there and keep them involved in arts and culture, sport. As you say, every town and village in the country are looking for volunteers for something.
Totally. And, you know, but the other thing is I like to ask people a question, which is, if you're not aging, what are you?
Right. I suppose
You're dead if you're not aging. So give your aging a hug. And then, like, just decide you're going to make the most of it. You know, keep going out there. And the other thing about aging isn't something that only affects us when we're, like, towards the end of our lives. Aging is something that we're doing from the day we're born.
Yeah.
So it's never too early for us to start looking at enhancing our lifestyle or getting things into our lives that we're going to enjoy, that are going to make us feel more fulfilled.
Yeah, and it's amazing the way, because I'm just thinking of a story, I think about 6 months ago there, I know one person, he's 92 or 93, I think, but he went away and he bought a new car. there was someone saying, what the name of God, what he want a new car for? But I said, isn't that a fantastic way to look at things?
Totally, and it's his money and let him do with it.
Yeah, but it wasn't the money part of it all, it was just the fact of a new car at that age.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, he's obviously thinking, I need this car for another 5 or 6 years or whatever it is. And that really sums up the mentality that most people should be looking at, you know, embrace life and you know, the age thing is only a number. You can do so much out there at any age, really. And as you said earlier on, keep moving, keep learning, keep you know, mentally active, and that's really, really, really important.
And also, you know, keep staying open to friendship. You know, like there is a saying that we should all be friendly with somebody who's 30 years younger than us or 20 years younger than us, and also somebody, well, I mean, I'm in my 60s, so I don't know anyone 30 years older than me.
Yeah.
But I do know a bunch of people who are 10 and 15 years older than me. And in one of the groups I volunteer with, sure, I'd say half of them are, I'd say they're 30 years younger than me, you know, and we just have brilliant fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is, like, you're surprised because you have that bit of, you, like the older you are, the more experience you have in life, and the more you can offer younger people as well, which I think is a great thing. And I mean, older people should realise the amount of information and the amount of things they can pass on and experience they can pass on to people. That's invaluable.
Totally. Like, you know, we are, or just even, you know, that kind of sense of, okay, you mightn't have been here before, but we have. We've been through really tough times before. So don't lose your nerve. You know, we'll get through this. You know, and I think that's often the value, for instance, grandparents with their adult kids and, say, the first kids or whatever, you know. And usually it's the grandmother, I guess, rather than the grandfather. We're kind of going, now, hang on a second. Yes, it's really challenging right now, but it's going to get better, you know, et cetera, you know.
Yeah.
Or just all kinds of other things that we can share, you know.
Well, that's the important thing. Tell me, Ciarán, where can you get more of that information if people are interested in
In Agent Opportunity. So there's a number of ways. So firstly, we have a website, which is, you know, www.ageandopportunity. We have a Facebook page, which is Agent Opportunity. We have a load of things on YouTube. So if you just go onto YouTube and look up Agent Opportunity. But we have Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, we have movement minutes with two of my colleagues. And they are 15-minute sessions 3 times a week where they lead you through physical movements that you can be doing either while seated or standing up.
Yeah.
And then if anybody is interested, particularly in the FitLine program, that free phone number is 1-800 303-545.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Ciarán, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. And we'll talk again sometime, please, God.
Brilliant. My pleasure, Eric.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.